are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Well, the doctor's in. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. By the way, it's been a busy last few days with your emails and your tweets and your notes. Thank you, guys. Please keep them coming. I think I am caught up. Again, there are an occasional few of you where I email back, and I guess you have some sort of a block, which is fine. It's just I can't, you know, email you back. And a couple of you kind of had some pretty, you know, interesting issues. So don't think I'm not ignoring you. If not, re-email me and make sure you have your spam filter down just so I can email you back quickly. But, all right, a lot of interesting stories to talk about. Looks like they say it's America's favorite fat cat. I don't know if we all bonded to this meow cat. I like cats. I got three cats. One of them really growing a big tushy. Not 40 pounds. Apparently you guys heard that meow. The cat, who was really young, only about 2 years old, was taken to a shelter last month because his 87-year-old owner could no longer take care of him. The Santa Fe Animal Shelter took him in. He's an orange and white tabby. Big sucker. This cat, huge. I mean, unfortunately, though, he died. I guess he died of heart failure. You know, you almost wonder, you know, if there was something else going on. Cortisol issue, if he had Cushing syndrome, I don't know. I don't know much about veterinary medicine, but this was one big cat. But look, kind of like a teddy bear. You could cuddle him like a teddy bear. Anyway, I guess, you know, his obesity got the better of him, and unfortunately, Meow died. We also said goodbye to Goober Pyle this weekend. Died at age 83. Illness, I don't have, from what I understand, it's not disclosed yet. Goober Pyle, remember, took over Gomer Pyle when Gomer Pyle had a spinoff? Goober Pyle originally, and I just learned this last hour, Goomer Pyle on the Andy Griffith Show, Goober Pyle, had originally auditioned for the Gomer Pyle role, all right? And he lost the role to Gomer Pyle. What was Gomer Pyle's real name? I'm trying to get their real name. Sorry, I know many of you are Andy Griffith buffs, and you really know your Andy Griffith trivia. But anyway, I don't know why I can't think of the Gomer Pyle's name. Anyway, Goober then took over as Goober Pyle, lived to 83, and we say goodbye to him. So, gosh, kind of a rough weekend. All right, well, what do we have for us? Well, you know, we have this Tammy mom. I don't want to talk too much about her, but they're showing us pictures of her when she was younger, and she always kind of had an orangish hue. You know, almost like she ate too many carrots. So I don't know. I wouldn't be too surprised. This is this tanning mom, the mom, Patricia Krenzel, who I believe took her kid into the tanning salon. The woman is like orange. She looks like the Something About Mary mom. So I don't know. Something's kind of kooky with her. Whenever you have a friend that is just a different color, let them know to go to the doctor. Okay, because they may have some sort of metabolism abnormality. And I don't want to go through all of them just because I can't think of them. I mean, I remember my son turned orange, and he didn't eat that many carrots. You know, I was feeding him Gerber food, and you know, maybe I gave him a jar of carrots. You know, the straight carrots, but he turned orange, and fast. He was orange. So we stopped it, and he went back to normal color. But, boy, we checked everything. We checked his bilirubin, his carotene. I mean, we checked everything. Okay, we're also going to talk about, this was kind of interesting. The America's tallest man, Igor Vavkovnitsky. All right, this gentleman, I'm a huge fan. What was interesting, though, is apparently he is, because of his height, he can't fit into normal shoes. We've talked about Igor. And he actually was living in Minnesota, and from what I understand, had to fly, I think, to Michigan to go to Reebok for Reebok to make him custom size shoes, because his shoe size, I believe, is like anywhere between 22 and 25, and I don't think the feet are actually even. And so I guess from what we understood over the weekend, Reebok said, look, I know shoes cost him $15,000 to $20,000. We're going to make him a pair of shoes for free. Igor Vlovkovnitsky is 7 feet, 8 and one-third inches tall. I'm sorry, he went from Minnesota to Massachusetts. Shoe engineers at Reebok are making him custom-built shoes. Anyway, as I'm writing about this on my Facebook page, Igor writes. I'm like, yay, Igor. So if you want to talk to Igor, he's on my Facebook fan page. So that's cool. You know, people just underestimate the mechanics of the human body. Somebody had reported if King Kong was real, his feet, first he couldn't walk. If King Kong was that tall, there's no way he would have been able to walk unless his feet were almost, I don't know, a mile in length. Because of the mechanics. You know, people don't understand. The taller you are, you need bigger feet. Now, I'm a woman, and I have size 10 feet. And I think I'm really big-footed for a woman. And I'm 5'5 and a half, 5'6". But imagine a foot twice the size. You know, people would say, but wait a second. If somebody's 10 feet tall, then maybe you need twice the size foot. No, you don't. It's an exponential type of a curve instead of a linear one. And so you may need a and also remember, shoe size doesn't necessarily mean double in essence. But, yeah, a 20, 25 size foot would be what somebody needs if they're 7'6". So that's kind of interesting. All right, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Well, it's interesting to me. All right, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. Taking your calls, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got a lot to talk about. I guess John Travolta is getting sued for possible sexual assault, allegedly. We'll talk about what's going on there. We're also going to talk about the Al-Qaeda underwear plot, a second one, and how these devices are getting a little craftier. This device could have actually avoided even the body scanners. Looks like yogurt can increase mice testicles and their stamina and give them a good groove, making them more attractive to female mice. Men may have to start eating their yogurt. A little bit more data on zinc and colds. Also, for people that want to sext, iPhone may have an app that makes it easier for them. So we're going to talk about that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hello.
Hi, Lynn. It's Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. What's new?
I'll tell you what's new, but you've got to promise to keep it a secret. I don't want this to get back to my customers at the spa.
Now I've got to know. Come on, tell me.
I found this skin cream called Esotique that's simply amazing for my dark circles, brown spots, and wrinkles. All my customers are asking me what I'm doing for my skin, so I just tell them I had plastic surgery. If they find out about Esotique, they're going to stop coming to my spa.
Esotique will tackle your dark circles, wrinkles, and age spots, leaving you with young and radiant skin. The results will astonish you. Call now for your risk-free supply of Esotique. 800-441-5351. That's 800-441-5351. Say goodbye to dark circles, age spots, and wrinkles. Supplies of Esotique are limited, so call now. 800-441-5351. That's 800-441-5351.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 7th, 2012. Gold open this morning at $1639.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1680.25, $840.12 for a half ounce, or $420.06 for a quarter ounce. That's $1680.25, $840.12, and $420.06.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Extend your life with
A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we're following breaking news on what's been happening with John Travolta. I guess there is a masseuse claiming that when he met John Travolta and went into his bungalow to give John Travolta a massage, allegedly John Travolta touched him inappropriately in his private parts, performed a self-satisfying act in front of him, and some other things. And I guess he is filing suit. Now, of course, John Travolta's camp is saying this is absolutely ridiculous. I wasn't even in California at the time. I was back east. And, you know, I hope this is false. I'm a huge fan of John Travolta, and their family has gone through so much with their child dying of a seizure a couple years ago. And, you know, they just did have a new child. He's been married to Kelly Preston, I think, for close to 20 years. But I guess this masseuse, I guess is suing for $2 million plus punitive damages. This is supposedly happened in January inside a room at the Beverly Hills Hotel. Boy, a lot happens at that Beverly Hills Hotel. Is that where Whitney Houston died? Boy, I don't even think I've driven by the Beverly Hills Hotel. I don't know much about it. It's funny because you look at these hotels and go, wait a second, if that's the Beverly Hills Hotel and that's been around 50, 60 years, then how fancy could it be? You know, because now a lot of these fancy hotels, they have pools with slides. You know, like you see, I mean, I live in Las Vegas, right? And so I grew up, I grew up in Phoenix. I was born in California, grew up in Phoenix and Vegas. We were kind of going back and forth. But, you know, Caesar's Palace was the palace on the strip in the 80s. At Caesar's Palace, I remember Circus being really cool. Of course, I was a kid. And then all of a sudden, you start getting Bellagio and you get the Mirage and you go into these hotels and it's like, wow. I mean, you know, the pools, et cetera. So, you know, you always kind of wonder if a hotel is about 60 years old, how exciting and fancy schmancy can it be? But I guess they're able to make it fancy schmancy. Yeah, I'm sure they can, you know, I don't know, maybe they put little, well, what do they put? Yeah, chocolate on the pillows. Those are fancy hotels, very fancy hotels. Chocolate on the pillows. All right. Well, anyway, so we'll keep you posted on that. I am hoping this is just some plot to get money and that none of this is true because I'm a huge John Travolta fan. I think he's extremely talented. Anybody that could sing and dance and not be embarrassed about doing it, I'm pretty excited about. Okay, so let's move on. iPhone app. Now, there's an iPhone app that will erase your photo between 1 and 10 seconds such that if you wanted to sext, send a sexy picture of yourself to somebody, it's very difficult to save because it's only being flashed to who you're sending it to for 1 to 10 seconds. It's a free app. It's becoming increasingly popular. It's called Snapchat. Allows users to take a picture, send it, and control how the message is visible. The picture disappears, and if the recipient tries to use an iPhone feature that captures the image, the sender then is notified. Now, I don't know what the sender could do. Oh, so I see. Well, you know what? Somebody could have another iPhone or another smartphone ready to take a picture of the sex picture that comes on the first phone. So I still don't see how this really increases your privacy. They say, we know that friction is a very powerful tool to deter people from taking things that are meant to be private and sharing them. This is from the Times. I'm sorry, Michael Furtick, the chief executive of Reputation.com. It's an online reputation management service. Oh, don't you think that's ridiculous? You know, these reputation services, I see that. What they do is they write something nasty about you, then they contact you. And they say, look, someone's writing something nasty about you. You're like, oh, how do I take it off? They're like, don't worry, we could help. We just came across this, and we could help you. But I'm not sure. I don't know if that's what this company does, but I can't tell you how many times they get called. Somebody just wrote something bad about you. And, you know, of course they do. They don't like my show. Right? They may not like being taken to collections. Of course, we're going to write things. But you don't write things and then pretend like I need your services. Fine. Let everybody write whatever the heck they want to about me. Bring it on. All right. So anyway, I think what we probably need to do is educate people on, you know, the inappropriateness of sexting. Okay? I don't think you should be passing naked pictures across your cyberspace or your phone space or whatever they call it when you text each other, whatever text space that is. You know, it's interesting. There's a case going on right now, and I don't know too much about the details, but I guess a girl was supposedly injured and in some sort of a setting. Family needs the insurance company to pay a claim, but the insurance company decided to go to her Facebook account, act as a friend. She accepts a friend, and they get to see all these pictures of her not looking injured and then use it against her. Now, this is happening all the time. We talk about online privacy, and, you know, it just blows my mind that Facebook is in the news every single day. I mean, I want to be a medical show and talk about headlines and, you know, relate anything that's going on with the headlines to safety and health and psychology. And so that's what I do. You know, if there's a tornado, I'm going to talk about it. If there's an issue with Homeland Security, and I mean, I'm going to talk about it. That's what the show does. But it's just Facebook is in the news all the time. Now, another story that came out today is, I guess, child porn is being traded just out of the open on Facebook. Facebook can't even control child porn. You have people, pedophiles, passing child pornographic pictures to each other. Even kids getting raped. This is absolutely disgusting. This is what we're seeing on Facebook. It's out in the open. And Facebook doesn't have any control to, they should, but I guess if they aren't watching every single account, that's probably what's happening. I mean, I don't know if they need a hotline. I don't know if they really need people surfing. It's interesting. One of the radio message boards, we have a lot of these, message boards that people in radio can talk and people in show business can talk. And I got to tell you, they watch everything. They watch every post. And I know that because every now and then, I'll say something off tangent and they'll be like, oh, this really isn't part of the subject. Let's take it outside. I'm like, oh, dang, they caught that one. But they watch everything. They keep a it's radioinfo.com. Very good site. I'm really impressed. They keep an eye on everything. Even if people start bashing each other and it starts taking to a level. And I know we don't want censorship and control of speech, but I agree that on certain sites there should be some sort of demeanor and some sort of appropriate behavior. And I mean, if we're talking about porn or pictures of kids being raped, being shared on Facebook, this is atrocious. And again, I think the problem is Facebook and our whole social, media type of world that we live in has grown just so quickly that nobody knows how to control it. And I think they need to figure it out. And I mean, maybe what's going to eventually happen is for any newer social media type companies to come on board and take over, they're going to have to show that they have their controls in place before it just goes out there. Because I got to admit, even though I like Facebook and I'm a part of Facebook, I think it is extremely overwhelming. A child can lie about their age and get an account. People could pretend to be other people, add to be a friend to your child. You don't know any of this is going on. And then they try to solicit your child for sex. There is no control over these sites, any of them. And when you're starting to hear that pornography is being passed back and forth, this is just absolutely frightening. So here we go with iPhone coming up with a sexting app. So you can send your nude picture to whoever, and hopefully it fades after 1 to 10 seconds. I mean, if that's what people are into, it almost seems like we're just going the opposite direction. We were kind of cleaning it up a little bit, didn't we? We had High School Musical. We had American Idol and Clay Aiken singing. What a good boy Clay Aiken was, remember? Still is, right? We had Hairspray, but I mean, we had musicals. We were watching Dancing with the Stars, nice. And now we have Octomom going into porn. We have people becoming famous for their sex tapes. I mean, we that pendulum is swinging back and forth. And now instead of kids sending a note in class saying, hi, I think you're cute, they're sending pictures of their breasts, and it's unfathomable to me. I just don't get it. I don't understand. I mean, we were starting to go back in the right direction. Yeah, and I have two boys, and my boys, they tell me they are exposed to a lot with these other kids. Now, of course, boys, I mean, in the olden days, you'd get your dad's Playboy, and boys would look at that. That's fine. But I mean, what is now being distributed? I mean, we're talking, kids are sending porns to each other in class. Where's the control? This is scary. Do you want your child to think that that's how they're supposed to behave sexually? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed. Or your money back.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Over the break, if you ever need to reach me and you can't call in, either if we're not live or if we are live and having any issues, you could also email me. Somebody asked if the FBI got involved with the Facebook porn. From what I understand, yes. Looks like all illegal photographs and illegal Facebook pages were reported to the FBI. So it sounds like it sounds like, you know, Facebook is on top of it. It's just, unfortunately, you have, like I said, child porn being passed and traded on our websites. Somebody also asked if there was a witness who saw John Travolta allegedly assault the masseuse. No, it doesn't sound like there was anybody in the room, which is something I brought up. I brought up in the last hour. You know, whenever you're alone with somebody, All right, and from what I understand, these massages can last anywhere from an hour to 2 hours. The first hour went fine, and the massage therapist is claiming John Travolta touched him inappropriately and performed a self-act within the second hour. And, I would not go into the room with anybody alone, okay? You know, you being a masseuse, I think it protects you. You being a person, the client, I think it protects you. I mean, anybody can say anything these days. So just have... You know, or be in a room where there is a camera. I guess it's, you know, whew. All right, well, let's move on. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so I guess the safest state in the United States is Maine. And the most violent state, they say, is Louisiana. Now, this is the Economics and Peace Nonprofit Institute publishing today the U.S. Peace Index. Apparently, this is the second year that they have published this data. They say violence cost the economy at least $460 billion. That's what it costed in 2010. They say the United States is more peaceful now than at any time over the past 20 years. They say Maine is the most peaceful state, followed by Vermont and New Hampshire. They say the most violent is Louisiana, Tennessee, and Nevada. Uh-oh. I live in Nevada. Louisiana had the highest murder rate, 11.2 per 100,000 people. Yet Maine had the lowest levels of violent crime, incarceration, and police officers. I got to tell you, I am dying to see Maine. Absolutely dying. Let me see. Also, high school graduation rates in particular had a striking effect on that state's rank in the Peace Index. Overall, let me see. We talked about the cost, blah, blah, blah. Okay, well, that's what we have. Here we go. Most peaceful states, Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire, Minnesota, Utah, North Dakota, Washington, Hawaii, Rhode Island, and Iowa were the top peaceful states. The most violent, Louisiana, Tennessee, Nevada, Florida, Arizona, Missouri, Texas, Arkansas, South Carolina, and Mississippi. What are you supposed to do with that? What, are you supposed to move? Like we're all going to move to Maine now? Probably not going to happen. All right. We were talking about climate change and how scientists have revealed to us that they know why climate change started. Okay? They said it started all the way back to dinosaur days. And they say the dinosaurs ate so much that they, I guess, expelled a lot of gas. Now, they said that this gas was so plentiful. And with dinosaurs running around for 150 million years, it was definitely enough to warm the earth. Now, they gave us an example, okay? Let me see, who gets the credit for this? Professor Graeme Ruxton of St. Andrews University's colleagues calculated that the animals collectively, we're talking all the dinosaurs, would have produced more than 520 million tons of methane a year. They said that is easily enough to warm the planet. And they said, for example, if you look at the Argentinosaurus, to me that sounds made up. The only dinosaurs I know is the Tyrannosaurus Rex, the Velociraptor. If it wasn't in Jurassic Park, I don't know it. But anyway, they call it an Argentinosaurus. It was 90 tons, measured 43 meters in length, had a long neck, and ate a half a ton of food a day. If a half a ton of food a day is broken down in the animal's gut, it would produce thousands of liters of methane a day. Whereas a cow, which is a fraction of the size, produces 200 liters of methane a day. What do they do? Do they stand behind the cow and measure this? Methane is about 21 times more potent than CO2. So if we thought CO2 was bad, you better hold in the farts. Scientists say humans have now pushed levels 2.5 times higher than they should be and estimate this is responsible for 20% of modern global warming. Are they saying we're farting too much? However, they say the world's cattle and other livestock collectively emit only 100 million tons of methane. I'm sorry, guys. I had a burrito today, so you could, you know, you could add an extra, you know, ton to that one. All right. So what do we do? Do we put a cork in it? I mean, here I tell everybody on the show, if you got the loot, toot. I don't want you to hold it in. All right. Because if you hold it in, you get these, you know, irritable bowel diseases and, you know, all sorts of other things that prevent you from going to work and prevent you from digesting your food and then losing weight because, you're, you know, when your bowels are messed up, you don't seem to lose weight. Everything seems to be on hold. And I tell you to get the gas out. But unfortunately, if that's what's going to cause climate change, I don't know what's going to happen. Not too sure. Not too sure how to handle the situation. All right. Well, anyway, okay. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We got Chad working the dials. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network and a big thanks to the dinosaurs for ruining our environment. We did spend time about 3 years ago on the show, and I will bring this back up. What does our body emit? You know, what's in gas? Because this was brought up. They thought it was humans and our livestock and the gas. And there was a theory that if we went vegetarian, we wouldn't produce as much methane and sulfur. And so I tried to disprove that. I mean, not to the same eloquence as Mythbusters does. And the show wasn't too stinky. It was a pretty good show. So we'll examine the fart another time. It's pretty important stuff. But I honestly wouldn't try holding it in. I know many of you have smart cars, and I appreciate what you're trying to do for the environment, driving a smart car, even though I'm afraid to drive near you because it just looks like a little tin can. It's going to get crushed, so I try to avoid the smart cars because I just don't want to get into an accident with one. Pretty scary, those smart cars. But I appreciate what you're doing to save the environment, but don't hold in the gas. Please don't hold in the gas. All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. So, mice eating yogurt get their mojo on. They say male mice eating yogurt grew bigger testicles, right? Had sexier, shiny hair, and because their testicles grew, they had a mouse swagger. They also were able to inseminate their partners faster, and the female mice that ate yogurt gave birth to larger litters and were able to wean them with greater success. So scientists think the probiotics in the yogurt helped to make the animals leaner, healthier, and more sexy. Now, I know many men don't like eating yogurt. You will rarely find a sexy man sitting there eating a Yoplait, even though men, honestly, that stuff is sexy. You see, the problem is what guys think is sexy isn't. And what guys don't think is sexy is, like, for example, a man wearing a pink shirt or something peach in their suit is gorgeous. Women love that. Not because it feminizes you. It's just sometimes black is so overbearing. Even though a lot of us wear black, like my husband, it's always black or blue, maybe some brown. And I'm like, if he wore a peach shirt, he would look really good. All right, yeah, but no, guys don't want to do that. But I'm telling you, ask the ladies. Okay, I mean, who are you trying to look good for, the men or the ladies? If you're trying to look good for the ladies, you want to do that. Okay? You know, same thing. Like, guys, don't think, eating Yoplait yogurt is sexy. You want to eat some steak. Stick your teeth into a big, juicy steak. Women aren't going to find you attractive ripping into a steak. But sitting there with some Yoplait yogurt with some blueberries, very sexy. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes, revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Chad for working the dials. Big thanks to XM Radio and Trevor Oliver for helping broadcast the show. And a big thanks to all my affiliates out there. And a super big thanks to you all for tuning in and listening every single day. I know it's got to get hard. I know it. All right. Amish children are almost immune to asthma and allergies. They say Amish children have only a 5% allergy rate compared to 11.2% among children. I guess they tested, they looked at Amish farms anywhere from Indiana to Switzerland. They say Amish children raised on rural farms in northern Indiana suffer from asthma and allergies less often than even Swiss farm kids, which are, I guess, known to be relatively free from allergies. So they say that there's something protective in the Amish farm. Now, what's going on? Well, they don't know. They think it's a farm effect where the low allergy and asthma rates happen maybe because the kids, you know, we've talked about this. Children who grew up with a dog have less asthma or severe allergies than if you didn't have a dog and the dog or cat was introduced later as a teenager or as an adult. And that always made sense. Because remember, when you're younger, your body's pretty sensitive. But when it comes to the immune system, your body really knows how to, you know, get primed. And so, like with us, we had a rescue dog 1 month before my son was born, the first one. And we got another rescue dog a month before my second son was born. Not on purpose, it just happened that way. And, you know, my kids, they sneeze every once in a while, but they're really good. And I was worried as a doctor. I was like, well, I don't know if I want all these allergens and dander and, you know, saliva, you know, because many times you're not so much allergic to the hair as much as you're allergic to the saliva and other aspects of the dog's secretions, which I won't go into too much detail. But no, many times these kids, they do really, really well. So anyway, Amish families who trace their roots back to Switzerland typically farm using methods from the 1800s. They don't own cars or televisions. It's funny, one of my Twitter followers is Amish girl. So are you allowed to tweet if you're Amish? The researchers looked at 157 Amish families, about 3,000 Swiss farming families, and close to 11,000 Swiss families who didn't live on a farm. All of them had children between 6 and 12 years of age. They found just 5% of Amish kids had been diagnosed with asthma, compared to 6.8% of Swiss kids and 11.2% of other Swiss children not a part of a farm. All right, so they also think maybe drinking raw cow's milk might have been part of it, too. I don't know. But I mean, I think it's cool. You know, is it because maybe they're outside? Maybe, you know, they don't sit there and breathe in house dust? I don't know. You know, I think being outside definitely helps. You know, we were talking about last week how Asian kids are more prone to myopia and nearsightedness because they aren't outside and the sunlight seems to help help excite the dopamine receptors in the retina. And that is, I guess, protective against nearsightedness of the eye. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that have to do with outside and not sitting inside in front of a computer or in front of a television. So, interesting stuff. All right, more interesting. For those who join us, this is it after Dahlia Show. Zinc, very weak evidence, but there's a little bit more evidence saying zinc may help the common cold. Now, I think its extent is it'll cut a couple days off the common cold. It doesn't lessen the severity of the symptoms. But what they did is they looked back at studies involving 2,100 people age 1 to 65 who took zinc as a lozenge, pill, or syrup. I think we stopped using the nasal zinc, I think it's Zicam. I think we stopped using that because of the anosmia, the lack of ability to smell, which was a side effect of the zinc at the time. So I guess, you know, most zinc type of supplements are oral or liquid or pill, etc. And in the studies, the participants were randomly assigned to take zinc or a placebo, a dummy pill, within 3 days of contracting a cold. The researchers found for adults, higher doses of zinc worked best, but they also were a little more nauseous, unpleasant taste, etc. The oral zinc did decrease at least the cold by a couple days. Again, this was a very small study, weak evidence to say the least, but it didn't really do much with the severity from what I understand. Now, there we go. Yeah, zinc nasal sprays, loss of smell. All right. Okay, good. That's what. All right. Good. Oh, I'm always relieved when I give correct information. So, what do you do if you get a cold? I've been asked this. Dr. Dahlia, what is the first thing I should do when I get a cold? Well, look up your sick leave. Now, I would say, number one, the fluids. Every time I start feeling like I'm coming down with a cold, I immediately drink a lot of water, and then I immediately jump in the shower. Because I want to, any bugs or bacteria or viruses trying to latch on my mucous membranes, I immediately want a hot shower to kind of help moisten the area and maybe cause some dissipation of it. So that's the first thing I do, and it helps. Running and taking a whole bunch of vitamin C has never worked for me. There's been no studies to say jumping in and taking the vitamin C works. And in fact, they can even cause kidney stones because of the chalkiness. However, if you want to run, assuming you're not diabetic and you don't have ulcers, if you want to run and drink a glass of orange juice or start boning up on your potassium, go right ahead naturally. You know, nothing. That night for dinner, I'll eat spinach. It's amazing when you get sick, that's when you start eating correctly. You notice that? You know, then I was like, oh, I'm going to start eating healthy. Meanwhile, dinner is usually mac and cheese or top ramen. So if you want to run and drink a glass of orange juice, fine with me. If you want to, you know, chicken soup, etc., you know, that's great. But chewing vitamin C tablets, chalky tablets, hasn't really been shown to work. Some of my patients swear by echinacea. I tried it once, didn't work. I mean, if I was getting sick, I was getting sick. But realize, and this is what we talked about in the first hour, by the time you notice you're getting sick, you've already had a few-day incubation period. You know, people say, Dr. Dahlia, am I contagious? You're usually contagious 2-3 days before you even feel the symptoms. Because remember, your symptoms only kick in once they notice the viral load large enough or the bacterial load high enough. Okay, there has to be a high enough bacteria count with your colony-forming units enough to start instigating the inflammation and the response. But while the bacteria is setting up shop and then you're spitting it back out and breathing it back out, many times you don't have any of the symptoms. So trying to down your vitamin C or down echinacea or your zinc right at the onset of a cold won't make too much sense. Now, if you are malnourished and you don't have enough nutrition and you start taking it in, yeah, maybe you will cut the length of your cold. But remember, your adenovirus and your rhinovirus, which causes colds, they already are self-limiting. Some of them will go away in 3-4 days, some of them 7. So, you know, sometimes these studies say, well, limited the cold by a couple of days. You know, when I get a cold, it's usually only a couple of days. So if they say, well, Dr. Dahlia, you really should have had that cold for 7, and because you got over it in 3 days, it was, you know, our treatment that we gave you. You know, no, it wasn't. You know, when I get a cold, I know how long it lasts. But I also know when I get a sore throat or when I get a sinusitis, I know exactly what I need. You know, you learn your body. You know, not just because I'm a doctor, you do. You know, when patients tell me, Dahlia, this is a sinus infection, I know. I'm going to believe them. All right? I mean, I really can't look up into the sinuses like I want to. All right? But if it continues, then I'll get a CAT scan and I'll, you know, maybe get an ENT involved. But you got to listen to the patient. You have to. Even your hypochondriacs. I can't tell you how many of my quote-unquote hypochondriacs really had something wrong. Always listen. Always listen. Now, so again, when it comes to a cold, a lot of fluids, flush it out. Hot showers. Make sure you don't re-spread and reinfect yourself. So always change your bed sheets. Clean your glasses. Don't reuse silverware. Maybe go plastic. I don't know. Careful with your kids, because if you get your kids sick, they're going to just breathe it right back on you. That's what kids do. All right, guys, don't go away. We've got another hour coming up on the Dr. Dahlia Show. If not, if this is your stop, have a great rest of the way home. God bless you. God bless our troops. God bless America. And we'll be back in just a few minutes.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.